Using CSV exports for client reporting in Claude Code. This guide covers the workflow that's already happening across the team. You've got client data sitting in Google Sheets, updated monthly by Supermetrics with tabs for each channel, Google Ads, Meta Ads, Shopify, email, CRM. The data's already there. The question is how to get it into Claude Code and turn it into something useful. MCPs are the end game. Live connections to Google Ads, Meta, Shopify. No exports, no downloads, just live data piped straight into your agent. We're building towards that. But the data already exists in spreadsheets. You don't need live connections to get value. A CSV export and a clear prompt gets you 80% of the way there today. This workflow works right now. What you need. Before you start, you need three things. Claude Code running, either the desktop app or terminal. A client data spreadsheet, the Google Sheets that Supermetrics populates with channel data, and a Claude Code project folder with a claude.md file. One thing to know up front, each tab in the spreadsheet becomes one CSV export. Google Sheets doesn't export the whole workbook as CSVs. You download each tab individually. Step 1, download your data. Open the client's data spreadsheet in Google Sheets. Navigate to the first tab you need. For each tab, click it to make it active. Go to File, Download, comma separated values, and the file downloads to your downloads folder. Do this for every tab you need, one CSV per channel. Rename immediately. The default file name is the tab name, which might be something useful like Google Ads or something useless like Sheet 3. Rename each file to include the channel and time period. Google Ads monthly 2026.03.csv. Meta Ads monthly 2026.03.csv, not sheet1.csv, not download bracket 3, bracket.csv. The file name is the first thing Claude sees when it scans the data folder. A clear file name means Claude immediately knows what it's looking at. A messy file name means it has to guess, and guessing wastes time. Step 2. Set up your project folder. Create a data folder inside your project and drop all the CSVs into it. That's the minimum structure. Claude.md at the root, data in the data folder. If you're tracking multiple months, use month subfolders, 2026-3, 2026-2. This gives Claude the ability to compare months automatically. It can see February and March side by side and calculate trends without you having to explain the time periods. Step 3, brief your agent. Your Claude.md file is the agent's briefing. For a reporting project, it needs to know three things: what data exists, what to do with it, and what standards to follow. A real example might say, you are a reporting agent for client monthly performance reviews. You analyze channel performance data from CSV exports, identify trends and anomalies, build visual reports with clear data tables and commentary, and flag anything that needs strategic attention. Data sources are CSV exports in the data folder, one file per channel per month, named channel type -year-month.csv. Standards, use Australian English, always cite which CSV file a number comes from, include date ranges in every section header, and if data looks wrong or incomplete, flag it, don't guess. That last point, flag it, don't guess, catches more issues than you'd expect. CSVs from Supermetrics sometimes have blank rows, shifted columns, or date format inconsistencies. You want Claude to tell you about those, not silently work around them. Step 4. Prompt for your report. Open the project in Claude Code. Before you ask for the full report, run a data review prompt first. This is the step most people skip, and it's the one that saves the most time. Start with, review all the CSV files in data, summarize what data we have, what date ranges it covers, and flag anything that looks incomplete or unusual. Claude will scan every file, show you what's in each one, and catch problems before they compound. Maybe the Google Ads export only has data through the 28th. Maybe the Shopify export has an extra header row. You want to know this now, not after you've built a report on bad data. Then prompt for analysis. Using the data in data, build a monthly performance summary. Compare this month to last month where data is available. Focus on spend, revenue, ROAS, and conversion trends by channel. Go deeper on specific channels. The Google Ads data has campaign-level rows. Group by campaign type and show which campaigns are improving versus declining. Or break the metadata down by campaign objective. Which objectives are driving the best cost per acquisition? The key teaching here is to describe the output you want, not the method. Don't tell Claude how to parse a CSV. It knows. Tell it what the report should look like and what metrics matter. Step 5, review and refine. Claude will write a parsing script, run it, and produce analysis. Check the numbers against your spreadsheet. Pick two or three data points from the report and verify them against the source. This isn't about distrust, it's about catching edge cases. Maybe Claude summed a column that had subtotal rows in it. Maybe it included a row that was actually a header. Then iterate. Can you add a section on cost per conversion by channel? The Shopify data has product level rows, which products drove the most revenue this month. Compare Q1 this year to Q1 last year if the data is available. Once you're happy with the analysis, ask Claude to produce the final format. An HTML report, a markdown summary, a set of tables you can paste into a deck. Common mistakes. Messy file names. Sheet1.csv tells Claude nothing. Google Ads monthly 2026.03.csv tells it everything. Rename before you drop files in. Asking too many things at once. Analyze all channels, compare to last year, break down by campaign, and build a branded report is four requests in one. Start with one channel or one question. Build up. Each prompt can build on the last because Claude remembers the context within the session. Not checking the data first. The data review prompt takes 30 seconds and catches date range issues, empty columns, encoding problems, and malformed rows. Skipping it means you might build a report on incomplete data and not notice until a client meeting. Naming convention confusion. If your CSV has campaign names with complex naming conventions, something like AU_prospecting_stickybath_video_25-34, tell Claude the naming convention structure in your prompt or Claude.md. Campaign names follow the format: region, funnel stage, brand, creative type, age range. Without that, Claude has to infer the structure and it might split the name at the wrong underscore. Stale data. The spreadsheets update monthly via Supermetrics. Make sure you're downloading the current month's data, not last month's cached file. Check the date range in the spreadsheet before exporting. Where this goes next. This CSV workflow is the starting point. Three natural progressions from here. First, MCP connections. Pull data directly from Google Ads, Meta, Shopify without downloading anything. Once MCPs are configured, your agent reads live data instead of exports. Second, a database layer. Load CSVs into Supabase or another database for persistent queryable data. Instead of flat files, you get structured tables that Claude can query with SQL. Useful when you're comparing more than 2 or 3 months. Third, automated reports. Once your Claude.md and prompts are dialed in, the same folder produces next month's report with fresh CSVs. Download drop prompt. The structure's already built. The standards are already defined. You're just updating the data. The CSV approach isn't a workaround. It's the foundation that everything else builds on. Even with MCPs and databases, you'll still export CSVs for one-off analyses, client-specific data pulls, and channels that don't have MCP support yet.